First of all, tell me about yourself.
My husband and I, 25 years ago, moved from Ottawa, and we farmed just outside of Armprior. We had a direct market farming enterprise with our kids. We moved to town, I'm guessing about 12 years ago here.
And you have certainly become involved in the community? How did that come about?
Karen DeLuca at the library asked me to be on the board. That was lovely to be invited in to be part of that board, even though I was blithely naive. And then in terms of the ad hoc committee and then the subsequent community council on poverty, there was a little article in the paper suggesting that anyone who was interested in working on some of the issues of child poverty, particularly in Armprior, that the municipality was creating a task force or an ad hoc committee. At the time, I was working as a social service worker in mental health.
Would you say that your professional work as a social worker dovetails well with your community involvement?
I would say that the two positions do. They're both the same side of the coin.
Now, to actually paraphrase some of the questions, if you could identify one of the biggest challenges in your volunteering capacity.
There's probably two, and the first is just getting up to snuff on some of the technical expertise. When I said blithely that I would be happy to be on the library board, I didn't really know what that meant. And there was training and there were workshops, and with COVID there's been online stuff. And the same with the ad hoc committee and the community council. It's finding out more about the subject matter and getting the details. So that's one challenge. The second challenge is having that information and then seeing how it's applied here in town.
The library has been remarkable in coping with the pandemic and indeed tackling it by the horns.
Those are our two librarians, Karen DeLuca and Carolyn Swayze. They are the most creative, boots-on-the-ground people I have ever met. I believe the term that most organizations are using is pivot, and these people pirouette. They go beyond the pivot.
Now, the ad hoc committee, tell me about its work before and after the pandemic.
The ad hoc committee was actually called or formed by Armprior Town Council in response to the census that noted that the child poverty rates in Armprior were substantially higher than any other community in the county. The committee struck a report with, and I always get the number mixed up, 52 or 53 recommendations that they made to the municipality. One of the recommendations was that the town strike a community council of interested people who would, in a sense, enact the recommendations that were made in the ad hoc committee report. So the municipality was happy to do that in January of this year, and the community council has met monthly since then.
Now, the process of social involvement has obviously given you immense satisfaction. What advice would you have for women who would like to get involved but are hesitant?
I would say go for it. I would say if there's something that tweaks your heart, if there's something that excites you, then find a place to do that. If it's community theater or music or social involvement or education, if there's all kinds of places where there are needs now, maybe that structural atmosphere of, you know, hierarchy is changing, but I think it'll only take root if people with that consensual kind of vision for community can step up and volunteer and make those changes.
It's a pleasure. And
well, thank you very much, Rick. Well, I look forward to hearing that and to hearing some of the other interviews as well. That will be very nice.